Layer 414, Polio. Immediately inside the doorway, an introductory text panel on the right wall reads, Polio. I think probably the thing that took the most courage in his life was his mastery and his meeting of polio. Eleanor Roosevelt. Handsome, accomplished, and fun-loving, Franklin Roosevelt led a charmed life. Family wealth and social connections placed him among the nation's elite. A famous surname helped launch his political career. Not yet 40 years old, he had worked at the highest levels of American government and run for vice president. The presidency itself seemed within reach. But in August 1921, everything changed. Along the back wall of the theater to your left, behind the three benches, are two floor-to-ceiling glass-enclosed display cases with artifacts of FDR's life with polio. Turning to your left, walk about 4 feet and turn left. A text panel to the left inside the first case begins, Polio and Paralysis. On August 10th, 1921, FDR spent a strenuous day sailing and swimming near his family's summer home on Campobello Island. Tired and feverish, he went to bed early, not realizing he was suffering the first symptoms of a polio attack. Polio left him permanently paralyzed below the waist. Eventually, he learned to stand and move using leg braces and crutches. He developed his arms, chest, and torso so he could appear to walk short distances in public using a cane and gripping a companion's arm. Much of the therapy that led to these accomplishments took place at a center for treatment of polio patients that FDR established in Warm Springs, Georgia, in 1927. He spent time there each year for the rest of his life. Among the artifacts in this case are the 10-pound steel and leather leg braces used by FDR, which were strapped to his legs and locked at the knees. A set of expanding pincers to help retrieve papers on his desk that were out of arm's reach, and a letter from Franklin Roosevelt providing a detailed description of the onset of his illness to Dr. William Eggleston, dated October 11th, 1924. The second glass artifact case, about 2 feet to the right, begins with the text, The March of Dimes and FDR. In 1934, FDR began using the occasion of his birthday to encourage Americans to hold birthday balls to raise funds for the Georgia Warm Springs Foundation, which operated the polio rehabilitation center he had established in 1927. In 1938, he created the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis to support the Warm Springs Center and aid polio victims around the nation. The foundation urged Americans to send their loose change to the president in a March of Dimes. The March of Dimes, as the National Foundation became known, supported the research and development of a polio vaccine by Jonas Salk in 1955 that eradicated the disease throughout most of the world. The March of Dimes continues today and focuses on premature birth and birth defects. Artifacts in this case include a March of Dimes poster, a model of a March of Dimes fundraising pavilion erected near NBC's studios in New York, given to FDR as a birthday gift in 1941, a birthday ball wishing well, and gift canes sent to FDR by his admirers. To your right against the wall is a tall wooden cabinet that discusses FDR's leg braces. FDR could not stand without the support of leg braces that locked at his knees and weighed up to 10 pounds. Because of the discomfort they caused, he generally used his braces only when making public appearances. He projected a smiling image despite the difficulty of standing and moving with the braces. Lift the bar below to feel the weight of FDR's leg braces. Facing this wooden cabinet, turn around 180 degrees and walk about 4 feet and turn left. The three benches are now ahead of you on your left. You will now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.